Good morning. Our question today is, halacha lemaisa, is it permitted or prohibited to live in a city where there is a church or some other form of a house of worship to Avodah Zarah? So yesterday we mentioned that there's a Mishnah in the Maseches Avodah Zarah that says, Ir sheyeshba avodas kachavim. Literally, Pashtus is a city that has in it Avodah Zarah. Chutzala mutar, you're allowed to be outside of it where there is not that Avodah Zarah, but not inside of it. And in fact, that is the Rambam's understanding of that Mishnah. He says that it is absolutely prohibited to go into a city that has Avodah Zarah in it. Kol Shagain, certainly to live in such a place. That's the Ikar Adin, the Psak of the Rambam. Actually, it's not the Psak, I shouldn't say that. That's in the Rambam's Perush HaMishnah. So the Rambam had a commentary, wrote a commentary on the Mishnah. So on the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that says that a city, Ir Sheyesh Bavodas Kachavim Chutzala Mutar, the Rambam says that's talking about if there's Avodah Zarah in the city, you're not permitted to enter, you're not permitted to live there. That is the Rambam in his commentary on that Mishnah. Rashi, and we'll go even more so into Rabbeinu Yonah today. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different take, totally different take. He says there's no prohibition of going or living in a city that simply has a Avodah Zarah in it. That is not the prohibition. The prohibition, and we'll do Rabbeinu Yonah, a little bit different from Rashi, but in the same direction. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the prohibition is on a pagan holiday, a day that the pagans are celebrating and they're having a Yerid, which is a festival, a carnival, a big get-together, and having festivities to celebrate that non-Jewish pagan holiday. To that, it would be prohibited for a Jew to go into that city in that direction, because it looks like he is going to do business with the pagans. It looks like he's going to give cover to their idol. So bottom line is, you should keep a distance. But there's no prohibition of going into a city or living in a city that has Avodah Zarah. It's simply when they're having a festival, keep a distance. So there are actually three reasons for the second view here, the alternative view of Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah. Why do we have to distance when they have their holiday? So Rashi explains as follows, Mishum chshada shiachashduhu sheholech lesham le'elil. People are going to be looking at you and they're going to be suspicious. That's chshad. It's like a form of marasayin. We're more familiar with marasayin. Marasayin is, according to some poskim, is the isser derabban. And chashad, indeed, could very well be an isser d'oraisa, that we're doing something that looks suspicious because it looks like we're going towards their festival. It looks like we're going for their Avodah Zarah as well. So that is rationale number one, why in the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi, we have to be strict on the day that they're having a festival. The Ritva says that they are getting together, Barov Am. They are getting together and they are showing cover to the Avodah Zarah. And if we go even in that direction, even giving the appearance, that is also giving cover to their Avodah Zarah. It's giving the appearance that there are more people going than there really are. So that's the second rationale. And the Ravid says, it is a protection so we don't do business with them when they are celebrating their deity. So there is an independent prohibition to do business with non-Jews on their holidays. And depending on the Shita and depending on the geography, indeed it could be 3 days before and 3 days after, according to Rabbi Yishmael, 3 days after their holiday as well. So various rationales for the second view, that the prohibition discussed in the Mishnah, when you have Avodah Zarah in a city, it's talking about when you have a celebration of Avodah Zarah, when they're celebrating their pagan holiday, then we have to keep a distance. So how do we paskin on this? So indeed, the Rambam paskins in his Yad HaChazak, in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, just like his commentary to the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah, he says as follows, Ir Sheyeshba Avodas Kochavim, if you have a city that has idolatry in it, mutar lehalech chutzala, you can stay out of the city where there is not that idolatry, va'asur likanes besocha, but it's prohibited to go into that city. That is the shita of the Rambam, not only in his commentary in the Mishnah, but halacha lemaisa as well. Despite that, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah. He takes the more lenient approach, the ha'isur rak bi'ir sheyosim bar yirid biyom chagam. The prohibition only applies when the non-Jews are celebrating a a deity, when they're celebrating a non-Jewish holiday, and they are having a festival, a big get-together, that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that we have to get distance from that city. However, according to this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, there would not be a prohibition of living or visiting a city simply because it has avodah zarah in it, and that is indeed the minhag ha'olam, obviously, is to be lenient, probably in every city that people live in the world, or close to it, there is going to be a base of avodah zarah. Hopefully not in Tzfas. I understand that historically there was not. I don't know what the metzias is today. Unfortunately, in Yerushalayim, the Ir HaKodesh, there is. There are bate avodah zarah. So, Mir Tashem, that will not continue to be so. But nonetheless, that's the matzav today. But we are obviously lenient. Nonetheless, it's interesting to note that the Shach, on his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, who was lenient on this, does bring the Rambam in it, the Be'er Shemishnayah, saying that we have a view, in fact, that it's prohibited to even live in a city that has Avodah Zarah in it. Have a wonderful day.